a question. Which of the above mentioned activities do you prefer?
Well, I personally prefer travel photography.
Mm-hmm.
As you know, I love traveling.
Yeah.
So usually wherever I travel, I have my camera with me. And under travel photography, you can have quite a lot of few categories.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes you can click picture of something on the street and it'll become street photography.
Mm-hmm.
You travel to a mountain and you click picture over there, it'll be bird photography, or
mm-hmm.
it can become even nature photography.
Yeah.
So I believe that all the genres of photography are connected to each other and you can't really distinguish one from another.
Mm, yeah, genre 是那个 types, right? 就类型那个词。
That's right.
So, can you spell it for us?
It would be G-E-N-R-E.
Ah, so it's quite hard to pronounce. Genres, am I right?
That's right.
Genres, okay, 类型啊，一般说电影的类型也会提到这个词。My third question is, what are the corresponding words for some kinds of pictures that...people usually can take in their daily life?
There's quite a few, so let me go through them one by one.
Okay.
The most common pictures that people take mm-hmm. can be portraits.
Mm-hmm.
Well, as we say, when we are in a day-to-day life, many people like to take selfies of themselves.
Ah,
so
yeah.
That can also be considered a portrait, if
mm-hmm.
you might.
Mm-hmm.
However, if you...put a camera in front of you and the whole family sits together, that one would be called as a family portrait.
Mm-hmm.
And along with that, I am interested in scuba diving. So
mm-hmm.
whenever I go diving, mm-hmm. I usually click photographs under the water.
Mm-hmm.
So that is referred to as underwater photography.
Mm-hmm.
But in this case, you need to be very careful that you know what you're doing. Otherwise,It's very, very easy for you to damage your camera.
好，刚才呢 ，Adam 提到了这样几个类型啊，就是我们日常生活当中会照的那几种啊。首先就 portrait 是人物照 ，taking a picture of a person 人物照，然后 selfie 呢 ，taking a picture of yourself by yourself。portrait 呢，我们来拼一下是 portraits， selfie 是 selfie。Selfie 就是我们说的自拍照了啊，大头照。如果是一家人呢 ，if a family take a picture together, so it becomes a family portrait. 它变成了就是全家福，就我们经常会照的一种照片。对 ，if I take a photo with my coworkers, like 100 people together, how could I call it a group photo or something like that?
Well, there's no formal word per se for that, but、
mm-hmm.
you could call it a group photo together.
Oh, okay, I see. 刚才最后 Adam 还提到了说 underwater photography 是水下摄影，因为他自己比较喜欢这个潜水 scuba diving. Scuba diving 是 S-C-U-B-A-D-I-V-I-N-G, scuba diving. 所以呢就会涉及到在水下的摄影，但是真的是 you really need to be careful with the device, right? Are there any other types you want to mention?
Well, there's another specialized category called、mm-hmm.Macro photography.
Macro.
This kind of photography is again technical, but if you know what you're doing, it's really, really fun. In this kind of photography, you click pictures of things that are really, really, really small.
Mm-hmm.
For example, you can take a butterfly and mm-hmm. click pictures of its eyes.Or you can click picture of a single drop of water and、
mm-hmm.
click the picture of something reflecting from that drop of water.
Ah, yes, that would be really amazing. So it's like M-I-C-R-O, right? Micro.
No, M-A-C, M-A-C-R-O.
M-A-C-R-O.
Yeah.
It's like a macro economy, micro、
yep.
economy. So this is the macro.
Not micro, macro, yeah.
For the large scale, not the small scale, right?
Yes.
Ah, so this kind of 摄影那可能不能翻译成微观摄影，它是把一个非常非常非常小的东西放大这样的一种摄影，那会是很漂亮。大家可能在 probably you see such pictures on the internet, right? 可能大家会在网上会看到的，就比如说是 like the eye, one eye of a butterfly, or maybe a single drop of water, 一滴水啊，或者是蝴蝶的眼睛，或者是什么青蛙的眼睛之类的。Okay.
You'll never forget. She's the heaven-sent angel you met.
the next type of photography would be what we call telephoto photography. Now, telephoto photography refers to the kind of photography in which you have a very professional long lens which can capture pictures of things that are very, very far away. Mm-hmm. So you can use it sometimes to capture pictures of stars,
mm-hmm.
or you can use it to capture pictures of birds, even the birds who are far away in a tree.
Mm-hmm.
You can capture clear and beautiful pictures of them without getting too close using these telephoto lenses.
Oh,
another thing is, mm-hmm. my friend recently traveled to Sweden,
mm-hmm.
and over there he saw the northern light, and he used those lenses to mm-hmm. capture amazing pictures of those lights.
Mm-hmm. Oh, northern lights. 啊，刚才提到了两个就是非常非常有趣的摄影形式啊，一个是 telephoto 是说这种远程的摄影，就是 shoot a picture of something really really far from you like the stars, but you need some really special lens 是那个镜头 lens, so it doesn't have a single form, right? So one lens is like one lens, right?
That's right, yes, one lens is a single lens, but then it'squite long, like sometimes you need an extra stand mm-hmm. to be put below the lens to make sure that the weight of the lens can be maintained.
Oh, okay, so 这种镜头呢会是非常长的，有的时候可能会需要一个底下有个支架， Adam 刚才提到 stand 支架啊，才能就是架起来，这样才能找到一个准的位置的。 Northern light, 刚才提到 northern light 就是极光， shall we say northern pole, right? 北极
North Pole,
OK. 所以我也希望能有那么一天有生之年可以去一下这北极看一下极光。如果你说北极的话呢，刚才 Adam 纠正我说是要叫 North Pole, Pole 是 P-O-L-E, North 就是北边的啊， North Pole, South Pole, 对，去看呢什么极光就是 Northern Lights. So, it's really like very colorful, can we say chromatic or multicolored Northern Lights?
Yes.Well, yes, definitely. The lights can be, usually they're green, but then sometimes they can be red or blue.
Mm-hmm.
They are really dynamic and very colorful.
Okay, dynamic. 刚才我提到了这个 multicolor, 就是 它的颜色会是多变的。然后呢 ,Adam 说它的颜色会是 dynamic, 就是因为 the color is changing all the time, 一直在变。Dynamic 是动态的，所以是这个词给大家拼一下 ,D-Y-N-A-M-I-C, D-Y-N-A-M-I-C, dynamic, okay. So, as you are savvy about, you know, traveling photography or maybe just a photography, how do you normally solve those, you know, technical problems when you come up with one? Like, do you go to some professional website?
Well, when I had started photography many, many, many years ago, I used to read books to learn about the technique and read more about it so that I could be informed.
Mm-hmm.
But now, because of technology,
mm-hmm.
everything is available on the internet.
Yeah.
So nowadays, I use this website called Skillshare. This website is free for most of the part.
Mm-hmm.
And it has video lectures by professionals
mm-hmm.
on almost every topic possible.
Mm.
Till today, I think they have over 27,000 classes.
Wow.
So I usually use their classes to learn about photography or something like that.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So we can refer to websites, Joseph. So what's the name of the website you just mentioned? Can you spell it?
Skillshare.
如果你是摄影爱好者呢，也可以不妨去关注。Do we have to cross the firewall to log on this website? 我们需不需要这个翻越我们的这个防火墙啊？需要 ？Do we need VPN?
No, Julie. This website is available in China. You do not need anything. Anyone, anywhere across the world can access this website.
Okay, sounds really awesome. 如果你是摄影爱好者。可以试一下这个，刚才 Adam 已经说了啊，我们不需要 VPN 这样的东西，就不用翻墙的。Okay, I think we've just got time to talk about so many questions. Okay, so let's leave a question for our listeners to practice with. Okay.
Yes. Well, the question can be put as,、
mm-hmm.
Okay, guys, for you, what kind of photographic activities do you like to take part in?
Yes,
and you guys can send us audio messages or you can leave a comment. I look forward to looking through all the answers.
Okay, me too. So, see you next time. Bye.
Okay, see you, Julie. Bye-bye. Take care.